This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a certain familiarity to the financial regulatory alphabet that we all use. SEC, you know, Securities and Exchange Commission. CFTC, probably too, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. How about FERC? That ring a bell? The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission hit Barclays this week with a nearly $500 million fine. It's looking at a $500 million settlement with J.P. Morgan as well, both, the agency says, for manipulating energy markets. So wait, is that an Enron flashback thing I'm feeling? Yes and no. Stan Alcorn has the story from New York.
The scheming that led to Enron's collapse more than a decade ago did include manipulating energy prices. But attorney Mark Spitzer says the manipulation we're hearing about today is different.
Enron was shutting down plants to drive spikes in prices. Can't do that anymore. It's not been done.
Enron's manipulation caused rolling blackouts in California, and traders were caught on tape laughing about their profits.
All that money you guys stole from those poor grandmothers of California?
Yeah, Grandma Millie, man.
Yeah, now she wants money back.
Back then, the Energy Commission that was supposed to regulate Enron couldn't even make it pay a fine. Former Commissioner Nora Mead Brownell says the hundreds of millions they're seeking from J.P. Morgan and Barclays show how much has changed.
There's much more structure, much more oversight, fining authority, and an ever-increasing dedicated staff.
But the energy market has changed, too, according to University of Texas law professor David Spence.
Banks have slowly gotten into that same space that Enron used to occupy.
In other words, banks are now energy traders. Their purely financial interest could mean more of the market manipulation that Barclays and J.P. Morgan have been accused of.
Certainly there's an incentive if that's the case.
But so far, Barclays has denied any wrongdoing, and J.P. Morgan hasn't commented. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.